The first exercise, yes and no, which one thinks could be done in the head, is logically done in Eurythmy with the feet. Stand upright, just feel your body. Make yourself clear, that's my right foot, that's my left foot. And please start with the left leg. And make with the left leg a big circle forward and place it in front of you. That's the gesture of yes. Then come back. Stand still. Take your right leg and make half a circle to the back. Place it. No. Come back to the center with a straight line. Yes, half a circle with the left leg. Place it, be in front. Straight line back. Right leg, half a circle towards the back. No. One more time. Left leg. Yes. And no. It's the left leg which goes to the side and then forwards. Left. Yes. And the exercise is done in a way that you do 10 times yes. Yes. And again. Yes. And yes. And yes. And yes. And yes. And yes. And yes, and the tenth time, yes. Then you close your feet and you do 10 times, no. 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 And no. And no. And no. And no. And if I'm right, now, the tenth time, no. And then, to conclude, we do the same movements, but one after another, yes and no. Left starts forward. Yes and no and yes and no and yes and no and yes. And no, and yes, 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 and no, and yes. We've made it. And no. Wonderful. Just stand. Relax. How do I feel now? How do my legs feel now? Does my chest feel squeezed? Because all energy has been drawn downwards? Or does my chest feel fuller, enriched? Both is possible. Just do my legs feel tired or enlivened? Things like that. In order to enrich this realm, try not to be with all your concentration where you move. In Eurythmy, one of the basic principles is I work somewhere else is where the movement takes place. So try to have a wide feeling in your chest to open here and move your leg forward. And then come back. And then we do the no movement. And just try. I open here. I don't use my hand, that's not necessary. But I make my chest wide. And this, I move my leg. And I go forward. And I make my chest wide, forward. And that's something you can try. Am I able to just move my leg by using my chest? Or what's not physically, but with the feeling here. Another thing I would say is when you do the movement forward, feel what it is like to be in front. Okay. And if you do it two more times, just all the time. Oh, yeah, I'm in front. No. Huh? The third time, yes, I move forward. And then come back. And then we do the same towards the back. We do it maybe three times again. I use my chest. I move. Oh, I move backwards. Okay, that feels like that. Another time, I feel, okay. And then a third time, I use it for the right, left and right, and we go back. The point comes, the question of the middle, where we make the change front and back. And that you have the feeling, oh, now it's taking place here. I make the step forward. I'm in front. I come back and I move towards the back. And in a way, it starts like a heart and lung beat. Yeah. Okay. Forward and backward. And the last time, forward, and I experience it in the realm of the chest and back. Yeah, that your movement is not just a movement with the legs. That's just a half a circle. But when you do the exercise, it starts to become, okay, I'm in front. Okay, now I'm in back. I'm in front. And you start to create a living middle in you and start to experience that. The second exercise of this series is sympathy and antipathy. Just feel from your heart down into your legs. Your left leg just stays as it is. And the right leg, and it's important, that's the right leg, please. The right leg and the foot slowly move forward. And you feel it with your heart, sympathy. You let it be in front for a short time and then you return to the center. Stand upright. And again, the right leg moves backwards when we do antipathy. You withdraw the right leg towards the back. Maybe you even stretch it a bit, become upright. Antipathy. And return to the center. One more time, sympathy, You feel down to your legs, your heart connects with the movement, sympathy. You come back to the center, towards the back, antipathy, and you stretch. And back to the center. And if your hips already start to hurt, just don't join us now, because later on we are going to use a chair to support us. And those who still feel well, do it a third time with me. Always with the right leg. Sympathy. Return. Antipathy. You stand, and now please use a wall, use a chair, something, because maybe you have already noticed the hips start to hurt soon, and it's not an equilibrium exercise. It's an exercise of letting things, or getting things, to flow. And we always do it like this, that we stand on our left leg. From the heart, we slowly sink down and we feel the feet, both. Then slowly we go forward and we do it slowly. And we just let our heart forces flow through the leg and we just follow it forward. And then very slowly we come back. And then we stand for a while, until the legs are quiet again, the left one is not complaining anymore, and then we do the antipathy movement towards the back. Very slowly we go backwards. And very slowly we come forward. And the question about the breath, I think here it's even more relevant, as with yes and no, because here I'm playing in a way that's playful. Here it's so much more serious. And in a way, this sympathy again, it's in a way the gesture of breathing out. Huh? Just you let go, you let go. Yeah. And you let go. And then you come back. So in a way you feel, you breathe out, but when you watch your breath, you won't breathe out for half a minute. The breath still goes in and out, although the general feeling is breathing out. And when the right leg goes back for antipathy, it's pretty clearly the attitude of breathing in, from my opinion. So you go back. And in a way you get fuller and fuller and fuller. But if I wouldn't breathe out, I couldn't speak. So you have both. But the general feeling is of breathing in the body. Then you come back. The third exercise is called love and E. In German language, one says E, you say E for this letter. And it begins in the heart and you feel towards the periphery. Oh. And you try to experience love in your heart and you let it stream forward. And maybe even the arms follow a bit. Love. And then you realize that in a way you also have to protect yourself and you make the gesture of protection in front of you. E. And then you let go. A second time. Use your heart to feel the love it's contained in it. Let it flow forward. Love, let go, find yourself and a gesture of protection, E. And maybe start directly from here, love. And E. And feel yourself protected behind this gesture and safe. Love by order you can't just love. But in a way, we human beings, one can also say we consist of love. And in our body, there's such a lot of energy of love. And the heart is nothing else but love. So it's just connecting. It's not such a personal love, I love you, but it's the quality of being able to unite, to open and to say yes, and to really embrace things. And now we do not make an O, where we normally embrace something, but we try to embrace the whole world. But we still try also to stay connected with our heart forces, my center, because if I lose my center, there wouldn't be anybody to embrace the world. But that's the precondition. So even if your hands don't go, the most important thing is that you stay here. And from there, that the heart likes. And use your body feeling. We start to, and just spread out. And the O gesture, the embracing gestures, you just feel the periphery and you follow the periphery a little bit forward. You feel this. You embrace the world, but the world embraces me. And in a way, you will notice you are on your toes now. If you are not on your toes now, you haven't activated all love energy you have. So just put a little bit of more of it. And then we do in a way the contrary. We become aware of our center and we return to our center. The gesture of protection, E. And when you do this, the same happened to you than to me. Now I'm on my heels, or I feel my voice and my heels, and have a strong connection to the earth through my heels. And the art is now to reactivate the feeling of love, the feeling of embracing, and to find a balance from my being on my heels and my having been forward again, so that I come into my middle in a different way than before. From the heart, love, E, love, E. Just let go. Feel your body. The fourth exercise is called Hope U. You begin with your hands in front of your center. You stream down to the floor, connect with the earth. You form a sort of bowl with your arms. Feel the back or the forces behind. Feel the light in the space. After a while, you let your arms go, they rise nearly by themselves. And up there, you slowly turn your hands that the backs of the hands touch each other. And then you bring them down slowly, slowly. And down with your hands, and your chest feels wide and big, despite of the small arms. And when you let go, you can feel the power of your breath. We do it a second time. We go down, connect with the earth. We form this bowl using the forces of the earth. Feel the light behind us. Let the arms go. Let the back of the hands meet. And lead the straight arms slowly downward. And your feeling in your chest stays big, wide, and healthy. Hope is a soul attitude which I develop when I, in a way, don't have the capacity to care for myself anymore, and I need help from somewhere else. I address forces from the outside, some people coming to help me, to rescue me, or luck, yeah, which comes and solves a problem, a financial problem, or maybe other beings, health, and but in a way, we do it together now. But we are aware, now we are addressing something bigger. And through this, in your rhythm, we always want to integrate the earth. We just say hello to the earth, because we beings, we go through the earth. And with the forces of the earth, we create this bowl, a crystal bowl, in which we receive the light from the space behind. The space behind symbolizes light forces. Then we let go. Bring left and right together. Turn the hands. And inwardly, slowly go down. And end again in front. The weight more on the toes than on the heels. With this exercise, we try to bring energy from above through us, penetrating warmth and light, the body, and in order to strengthen, to bring this warmth qualities which a body needs to be elastic and create health. And normally the forces which come from above, they just are more like this. But if we form this bowl, these forces can come down inwardly. That's what we try. So we go down from the heart to the earth. We open this bowl, and now we even use our toes. Lightly pull your toes up to support this. Then let go. Turn your hands. The feeling of the bowl, your body is still this bowl, where warmth can penetrate through the body. down into your feet. And the breath, the chest feels big, nourished from within. The last of the five exercises we call AH, reverence. So the A gesture in your rhythm is that you open your arms and you reach out far in the surroundings. You pull your hands a little bit, your shoulders a little bit back to create an in-streaming quality. And this quality stays when you do the H. You just lift your shoulders. Let your feelings and your arms rise. You feel this greatness around you. And when you let your arms sink, you stay as big as you've just felt. Let your breath react. If you repeat it a second time, reach out far into the surroundings. Pull a little bit back into, enter the receptive mode. Use your collarbones and shoulder blades for the ha. Let go towards what's above you. Receive the answer, let go, but stay as big as you've just felt. We do the second time. A, R. Ha. We widen the feeling of our body to the inner experience that it becomes big and becomes sort of house for these forces. And this we do with the heart gesture. If you have the ha, open up ha and let go. Just receive. And in order to be able to really open up, you must be sure that you don't lose yourself. For this reason, when we do the ha towards above, just when you stay with your body, you can feel, oh, I'm also connected with the earth. And then it's much easier to open and feel your connection to the earth. Open. Feel your back and receive. And we prepare this ha by doing the R gesture, the A, towards we reach out, and now we create this in-streaming energy. We pull our shoulders back, we feel the connection to the earth. And from everywhere we feel this in-streaming quality, and now we keep this quality when we do the ha, and now we stay as big as we felt when we did the ha. We are not going, just going down. But we stay expanded. And the ah, with the in-streaming quality, which we did before, which is still active, keeps us centered, that we don't, in a way, lose ourselves in the heart. Ah, streaming in. And the reverence is that we stay there where we have been. When we opened up. How does the body feel now? We've moved a lot. Is it tired? Are there parts which are warmer? Are there parts which feel refreshed? Are there parts which say, oh yes, that was enough now for me? Where do you experience what?